in a 4x4 by you.
Familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Trump making more cabinet choices. ABC's Mary Bruce with Warren's choice to head up the Department of Health and Human Services.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has endorsed a host of debunked conspiracy theories, including falsely claiming that childhood vaccines cause autism, although the fraudulent study that introduced the concept was retracted long ago. And numerous high-quality studies have since shown that is not true. There is no link between vaccines and autism. Most of the vaccines used today have been used safely for decades, though Kennedy claims otherwise.
Senators of both parties are calling on the House Ethics Committee to release its findings from a months-long sexual misconduct and illicit drug use investigation into Attorney General nominee Matt Gaetz. That investigation was dropped when Gaetz resigned his House seat. Man from Houston, Anas Saeed, under arrest, plotting terror attacks on U.S. soil, faces up to 20 years in prison. This is ABC News. A mom from Georgia is facing charges after her son went on a walk. Here's ABC's Andrea Fujii to explain.
Brittany Patterson said she took one of her children to the doctor. In the meantime, her son, Soren, who's since turned 11, decided to walk less than a mile into town from their home in rural Mineral Bluff, Georgia. While out, Patterson got a call from the sheriff's department, worried that Soren was walking alone.
It's just a short walk from our house. He knows how to get home. He knows how to get there.
Authorities dropped Soren off at home. Patterson was booked on suspicion of reckless conduct, a charge that could carry 1 year in jail.
Authorities offered to drop the charge if Patterson signs a safety plan, but she says no, she won't do that. We could be in for a bit of Christmas tree trouble this year. Recent warm weather and droughts are taking a toll on crops of trees. Farmers say the mature trees that will be cut down for this year are okay, but young trees planted more recently are having trouble growing and could mean shortages. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 52 for a high this afternoon. The wind southeast at 5 to 15. Tomorrow, warmer, partly cloudy, but it will be windy. 56 our high on Sunday. Mostly sunny with a high near 50. Rain and cooler temps are on the way next week. If you're looking for an amazing fall or winter getaway or maybe some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. Wisconsin's court system faces a case backlog and attorney shortage. State Supreme Court Chief Justice Annette Ziegler raised both issues during her State of the Judiciary address this week. Ziegler said a shortage of attorneys contributes to the backlog, particularly in rural counties. The Wisconsin Department of Justice's annual crime report shows a total of 765 fentanyl-related cases in 2023. That's up 84 from 2022. Attorney General Josh Call is asking the state legislature to invest in crime labs to improve staffing for these cases. Call says the state crime labs are essential for public safety and ensuring justice. And a group of Native American burial grounds were found in Milwaukee's Forest Home Cemetery. Those mounds, mapped in the 1800s, were intended to be protected in the cemetery's design, but were later sold as plots by the owners of the cemetery. Plans to preserve the mounds are now pending.
Want to go hunting but not sure how to get started? The Wisconsin DNR has you covered. Before you buy that blaze orange, visit dnr.wi.gov. You'll find everything you need to get started with Wisconsin's other favorite fall sport, including hands-on hunting classes, license info, and more. Go wild in Wisconsin and join the hunt today at dnr.wi.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin DNR.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Good morning, it's 8:07, reporting from the NAFB convention in Kansas City. I'm Brian Winnekins with news on WRDN. News this hour being brought to you by Numbers RS, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. And NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Chippewa Falls will get a new hospital after being without one since HSHS and Prevea closures earlier this year. Asperius Health says the plans for the new facility are in the works, and the hospital could be open in as little as a year and a half. The hope is to find a site close to Highway 29. Asperius is based in central Wisconsin. They have 18 hospitals throughout Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Michigan. It's prison time for a Dunn County care worker in a sexual assault case. A judge sentenced 49-year-old Ramon Bridges to 9 years in prison for sexually assaulting two people at the adult assisted living facility where he worked. The assaults date back to 2018 when Bridges worked as a caregiver at the now-closed Serving Hands facility in Menominee. After his prison term, Bridges will spend 9 years on probation and will also have to register as a sex offender. He's also barred from ever working as a caregiver again. It could soon be more expensive to charge your EV at a gas station or at the store. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue has announced the state's EV charger tax will begin in January. The tax comes to 3 cents per kilowatt hour. Businesses will have to pay the tax, but people who have an EV charger at their home will not. Now, state lawmakers approved the tax as a way to make up for the gas tax that EV drivers are not paying. Schools across Wisconsin will be getting a lot more money in the next year. A new report says voters across the state approved a record $4.4 billion in school referenda in the year's two elections. Now, the Wisconsin Policy Forum says more schools were able to pass their tax hike questions last week. Just over 77% of schools got the money that they asked for this fall, compared to 60% back in the spring. The Policy Forum says the need for local tax hikes is highlighting a problem with Wisconsin's statewide school funding model. But Republican lawmakers say many local districts just do a better job of budgeting the money that they already have. A new initiative is helping connect local schools and hospitals to create new opportunities for students. The Wisconsin Hospital Association Vice President of Education Lee Ann Larson says the goal is to fill the healthcare workforce pipeline while also creating a pathway for stable careers. Larson says grant money will create chapters in high schools, which will help provide students with opportunities to explore healthcare careers and experiences. 30 local hospitals and 23 high schools will take part in the program. You're listening to WRDN News.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Lawmakers in Wisconsin are reacting to President-elect Donald Trump's nomination of Florida Representative Matt Gaetz to be the U.S. Attorney General. He resigned from his position as a representative yesterday after the nomination. Republican Senator Ron Johnson said he'll support Trump's nominations. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, a Democrat from Wisconsin, however, is asking the House Ethics Committee to release a report on Gaetz concerning allegations of sexual contact with a minor. She says that report should be available for senators considering the nomination. Wisconsin employment rates are at a record high for the sixth month in a row. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development says October's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate was again at 2.9%. That's more than 1% below the national rate. The state's labor force participation rate also increased. Two sick or injured coyotes were spotted in Madison. The police department and UW Urban Cane ID Project said dozens of reports have come in about the coyotes. One was seen with an injured leg near Vilas Park, the second near Mid Valley. That, according to the Cane ID Project. The project and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources are among agencies trying to trap the sick animals and take them to the Wildlife Center for treatment. People are encouraged to avoid or scare away either coyote. Over 32,000 St. Paul residents with unpaid medical bills are now debt-free. A city partnership with Fairview Health Services and Undue Medical Debt is credited with wiping out close to $37 million in medical debt. Residents who had their debt forgiven will get a notice in the mail this week. A spokesperson for St. Paul Mayor Melvin Carter said the action is just the first wave, and they hope to get rid of medical debt for thousands more residents. For WRDN News, reporting from the NAFB Convention in Kansas City, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Wake up and be a McDonald's breakfast person. Enjoy a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get two for just $6. Order ahead in the app to save time. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 52 for a high this afternoon. The wind southeast at 5 to 15. Tomorrow, warmer, partly cloudy, but it will be windy. 56 our high on Sunday. Mostly sunny with a high near 50. Rain and cooler temps are on the way next week. If you're looking for an amazing fall or winter getaway or maybe some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
The Eagles kicked off Week 11 of the NFL season with a 26-18 win over the Washington Commanders on Thursday night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Saquon Barkley rushed for 146 yards and two touchdowns, sending the Eagles to their sixth straight win and an 8-2 record. The Commanders fell to 7-4. Oldest rivalry in the NFL will be renewed for its 104th season when the Packers and Bears hook up on Sunday at Soldier Field. The Packers are 6-3 coming off their bye. The Bears 4-5, losers of three straight. Packers have won 10 straight in the series. Matt LaFleur showed his team a Packers-Bears rivalry video to start the week.
How important that our guys, this team now, is to this rivalry. And, you know, it's another NFC North opponent. And I don't think you can ever look past that. And we always talk about the North and trying to own our division. And, you know, right now we're 0-2 versus the division, so it's a big-time game.
Sixth-ranked Wisconsin women's volleyball team sweeping USC in Big Ten action on the West Coast last night. The Badgers will take on UCLA on Saturday night. Wisconsin and Marquette both back in action in men's college basketball tonight. The Badgers hosting number 9 Arizona in an 8 p.m. tip at the Kohl Center. 15th-ranked Marquette on the road at Maryland. The Hockey Badgers open a 2-game weekend series at Penn State tonight. The top-ranked Badger women unbeaten on the season. They'll take on number 2 Ohio State in the first of a 2-game set in Columbus tonight. These two teams have won the last two national championships, beating each other by identical 1-0 scores. Women's college basketball last night, UW-Milwaukee down Valparaiso 90-79. And the football Badgers wrapped up their practice week yesterday. They will host number 1 ranked Oregon tomorrow night at Camp Randall Stadium. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available, designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the relief hotline at 800-707-6152. 800-707-6152. 800-707-6152.
The Minnesota Vikings will go for their third win in a row when they visit Tennessee at Nissan Stadium Sunday. The Vikings beat Jacksonville last weekend. Minnesota's in second place in the NFC North. Minnesota has a top 10 scoring offense and defense in the NFL. The Vikings have won 6 of their last 8 against the Titans. Sunday's game kicks off at noon. Philippe Gustafsson was impenetrable as the Minnesota Wild defeated the Montreal Canadiens 3-0 at the XL Energy Center. Gustafsson stopped all 19 shots he faced in the victory. Minnesota's on a 4-game point streak. The Wild are in second place in the Central Division. They host the Stars tomorrow night. Minnesota Timberwolves aim to avoid their fourth loss in a row when they visit Sacramento tonight. The Timberwolves are coming off a 106-98 loss against the Portland Trailblazers Wednesday. Minnesota is off to a 6-6 start this season. The game tips off at 9 o'clock. Minnesota Golden Gophers will look to bounce back from their first loss of the season when they host Yale at Williams Arena tomorrow. The Gophers are coming off a 54-51 loss to North Texas on Wednesday night. Minnesota is off to a 2-1 start this season. Tomorrow's game starts at 3 o'clock. And the Minnesota Twins could get some in-house help as they look to bolster their starting rotation heading into the 25 season. Bench coach Jay Stingler told MLB Network Radio the team believes that reliever Griffin Jacks has the arsenal to be a good starting pitcher. Jacks came into the league as a starter in 2021, but was moved to the bullpen prior to the 2022 season.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. So you're out in the field. You've got your rifle or your shotgun. Deer comes through, you pull the trigger, deer runs off. I figure there are a couple of reasons why deer hunters miss after pulling the trigger, and I'll tell you what they are, but first.
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with OnX Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more, all at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
There are a couple of reasons why deer hunters miss after they've pulled the trigger, and I think the big one, number one, is that they don't know where the gun is shooting. They don't know where that bullet or that slug is going. It's because they didn't sight that gun in or shoot that gun before the season. Scopes can lose their accuracy if they get jarred around, or even just from temperature changes, and a little bit makes a huge difference. And of course, open sights, they get knocked around too. So if you haven't shot that gun before the season, you don't know where it's going to hit. I had a friend who I was hunting with that shot at 3 deer before he realized my sights are way off. He made the adjustment and finally killed one. The second reason I think that people miss is because they don't look at what's between them and the deer. Even a small twig can knock a bullet off its track. And I've seen people try to shoot a slug through a brush pile to get at a deer, and that just doesn't work. So if you know where that gun is shooting and you make a clean shot, you are going to kill that animal. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report.
I don't feel so good.
You do feel hot. DayQuil Kids will take care of that fever.
What about my cough?
DayQuil Kids has that covered.
Will it make my throat feel better?
Yes, that too.
But will it taste good?
Yep, DayQuil Kids comes in your favorite flavor.
Purple?
Well, yes, it's grape.
Try new DayQuil Kids Plus Fever, the daytime coughing, aching, sore throat fever just for kids medicine. Safe for kids 6 plus. Use as directed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 52 for a high this afternoon. The wind southeast at 5 to 15. Tomorrow, warmer, partly cloudy, but it will be windy. 56 our high on Sunday. Mostly sunny with a high near 50. Rain and cooler temps are on the way next week. If you're looking for an amazing fall or winter getaway or maybe some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
She was sitting all alone over on the tailgate, tan legs swinging by a Georgia plate. I was looking for her boyfriend, thinking no way she ain't got one. Soon as I sat down, I was falling in love, trying to pour a little sugar in her Dixie cup, talking over the speakers in the back of that truck. She jumped up and cut me off. She was like, oh my God, this is my song. I've been listening to the radio all night long, sitting around waiting for it to come. was like, come here, boy, I wanna dance. For I said a word, she was taking my hand, spinning me around till it faded out. And she gave me a kiss, and she said, play it again, play it again, play it again. And I said, play it again, play it again, play it again. I'd have gave that DJ my last dime if he would have played it just one more time. But a little while later we were sitting in the drive in my truck. Before I walked her to the door, I was scanning like a fool, AM, FM, XM tune. But I stopped real quick when I heard that groove. Man, you should have seen her light up. She was like, oh my God, this is my song. We've been listening to the radio all night long. I can't believe that it came back on, but here it is. She was like, come here, boy, dance. For I said a word, she was taking my hand, spinning in the headlights. She gave me a goodnight kiss, and I said, play it again, play it again, play it again. And she said, play it again, play it again, play it again. The next Friday night, we were sitting out. Should have seen her smile when I broke out my guitar. She was like, oh my God, this is my song. I've been listening to the radio all night long, sitting around waiting for it to come on, and here it is. She was like, come here, boy, I want to dance. For I said a word, she was taking my hand, spinning in the headlights. She gave me a good night kiss, and she said, play it again, play it again, play it again. And I said, play it again, play it again, play it again. Yeah, play it again, play it again, play it again. Somebody play it again, play it again, play it again.
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons.
From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Look at us. After all. After all that we've been through, look at us still leaning on each other. And if you wanna see how true love should be, then just look at us. Look at you, still pretty as a picture. Look at me, still crazy over you. Look at us, still be. See how true love should be, then in us.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I was all but 22, I think, at the time. I'd been out on the road, lonely at night. And it'd been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat, and I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer and looked him in the eyes, and I said, baby, I think you're gonna wanna hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave, and you look
down at a local beer joint with a few of the guys, when this cute little country girl caught my eye. And boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer, gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave, and you look like you love me. I could use some of that. Don't waste your time, just give him this here line. Goes a little like this. Excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins from the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City. Let's run down birthdays for today. Ethan Hurlburt celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday, Ethan. Now, birthdays tomorrow. Nicole Heiser-Breinig celebrating a birthday. Also, Mary Sievright has a birthday tomorrow. Art McNaughton celebrating a birthday tomorrow. Jake Dunbar has a birthday tomorrow. And Ryan Beekle also has a birthday tomorrow. So all of their names going into the Big Giant Fishing Tackle Box. We're going to pick our birthday anniversary club winner here this morning. They win themselves a certificate for some birthday anniversary club brats from Durand's Smokehouse, and also the six-pack of Dilly Bars from Dairy Queen of Durand. And congratulations to Tina and Brian B. They're the winners of this week's birthday anniversary club with Durand's Smokehouse, Dairy Queen of Durand, and WRDN.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Thanksgiving ham and turkey special going on now at Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand. Order now through November 18th and pick up starting November 20th. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand for more information.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 52 for a high this afternoon. The wind southeast at 5 to 15. Tomorrow, warmer, partly cloudy, but it will be windy. 56 our high on Sunday. Mostly sunny with a high near 50. Rain and cooler temps are on the way next week. If you're looking for an amazing fall or winter getaway or maybe some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at ExploreAlex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I remember it all very well. Looking back, it was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room run-down shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least. We were hard-pressed. Then Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress that had a split from the side clean up to my hip. It was red velvet trimming and it fit me good. And standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Mama, Dad, a little bit of perfume on my neck, then she kissed my cheek. And then I saw the tears welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, your paw's runned off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heeled shoe. It sounded like somebody else that was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? She said, just be nice to the gentleman fancy, they'll be nice to you. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you won't have what it's up to you, now don't let me down. Now your mama's gonna move you uptown. Well, that was the last time I saw my mama, and I left that rickety shack. Welfare people came and took the baby. Mama died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate started to turn, and for me there was no way out. It wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama been talking about. I knew what I had to do when I made myself this solemn vow. I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. But I couldn't see spending the rest of my life. Might have been born just plain white trash, but fancy was my name. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Oh, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you won't have what it's up to you, now don't let me down, hon, your mama's gonna move you uptown. Well, I guess she did. We'll be right back.
We're casting out your favorite country songs all day long on Real Country 1430.
Them bales. I'm dog tired by the 5 o'clock hour, but I'm ready to raise some hell. And Jesse's getting ready. I'm gassing up the Chevy. I'm gonna pick her up at six. I hope she's gonna wear them jeans with the tear that her mama never fixed. The moon comes up and the sun goes down.
For you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I don't call me much, but she loves this place. And I gotta find her. I don't smoke, but she does when she drinks. So I got a lighter. I like whiskey, she likes tequila. So I take one of both. Just in case she walks in, I'll be good to go. She only dances to cowboy songs. Loves to get lost in a moment. She comes alive when the neon's on. Don't wanna leave till it's closing. So I got a 20 on the jukebox to keep it playing. Sounds like wailing. The ride is where I'll be staying all night long. Cause she only dances to cowboy songs. She only dances to cowboy songs. Yeah, she makes love like an Amarillo rain. Just something about her. One night with her would make anyone think they can't live without her. If she rolls through three chords and her truth might give me every chance, it still gets.
comes on. Oh, she's leaving with me when it's closing. So I got a 20 on the jukebox to keep me playing. Anything that sounds like wailing, the ride is where I'll be staying all night long. Cause she only dances to cowboy songs. And she only dances to cowboy songs. I don't call me much, but she loves this place. I gotta find her.
All right, celebrity birthdays for today. Happy birthday to you, too, if you're celebrating a birthday today. Beverly D'Angelo's 73. She's from the Vacation movies, you know. Sean Murray's 47. He's from NCIS. Sam Waterston is 84. Rapper E. Fody is 57. Nick Frattiani, former American Idol winner, is 39 today. Jack Ingram's 54. Nickelback's singer Chad Kroeger's 50. ABBA singer Frida Lyngstad is 79. Model Lily Aldridge is 39. Comedian Judy Gold is 62. And newsman John Roberts is 68 today.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Tires are an essential part of your vehicle. Let the hometown guys at Adam Super Service check your tires and replace them if necessary. Adam Super Service features the Hunter Alignment System, the most advanced system to keep your vehicle going straight. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center in downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamsuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
The Dairy Farm families of AMPI are proud to share their award-winning butter and cheese with you. Find the Dinner Bell Creamery brand in your favorite store and bring home the taste of farm-fresh goodness. Farmer-owned and co-op crafted, our commitment runs deep to care for our land, animals, cooperative, and communities. The result is award-winning butter and cheese, where the heart of the Midwest shines through in every flavorful bite. Find us online at dinnerbellcreamery.coop or follow along on Facebook and Instagram. Dinner Bell Creamery, co-op crafted by farmers, made for families.
O'Reilly! You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Oh no! My phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. Black Friday starts now. Trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE 5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts. Hurry into Verizon this Black Friday. Service plan required for watch and tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Sometimes she runs, sometimes she don't. More than once she's left me on the side of the road. The older she gets, the slower we go. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. She needs a carburetor, a set of plug wires. She's riding me around on four-ball tires. The wipers don't work and the horn don't blow. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. I've got 16 speakers crossing my back dash. A little bobbing dog watching everybody pass. Dual antennas ripping in the wheel. Oh, there ain't a country station that I can't tune in. But she ain't a Cadillac and she ain't a Rose. But there ain't nothing wrong with a radio. nothing wrong with the radio. Sometimes I'm the guy with the boys kicking it back, or the guy with a guitar singing on a country track. I might be the guy with an ice cold can stirring up dust on some old farmland. When I walk into the party with you, girl, you change all that. And I'm just the guy with the girl everybody wants to know, wishing you were there alone, wondering how I ever got your little hand in mine, looking over at you like, ain't she beautiful? I'm invisible, but I'll stand right there and smile. You're right beside me, oh, and I see the same thing I see. But I don't mind being the guy with the girl. Watching them do the way they do. They come walking up to me, but they only want to talk to you. And I don't blame them that they're hypnotized. They keep staring at your heartbreak eyes. It's like their heart starts stopping when you come walking into the room. And I turn into the guy with the girl everybody wants to know, wishing you were there alone, wondering how.
From Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind, Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Time you take a sip in this smoky atmosphere, you press that bottle to your lips, and I wish I was your beer. And in the small there of your back, your jeans are playing peekaboo. Like to see the other half of your butterfly tattoo. Hey, that gives me an idea. Let's get out of this bar, drive out into the country and find a place to park. 'Cause I'd like to see you out in the moonlight. I'd like to kiss you way back in the sticks. I'd like to walk you through a field of wildflowers, and I'd like to check you for ticks. I know the perfect little path out in these woods I used to hunt. But don't worry, babe, I've got your back.
and I've also got your front. I'd hate to waste a night like this. I'll keep you safe, you wait and see. The only thing allowed to crawl all over you when we get there is me. You know every guy in here tonight would like to take you home, but I've got way more class than them, babe. That ain't what I want. I'd like to walk you through a field of wildflowers, and I'd like to check you for ticks. Now, ooh, you never know where one might be. And ooh, there's lots of places that are hard to reach. Sticks. I'd like to walk you through a field of wildflowers, and I'd like to check you for ticks. Oh, I'd sure like to check you for ticks. Come on!